then the really weird thing was, I mean, just after RADA, I think the first film I ever did after RADA was, of course, That'll Be the Day.
Right.
With Ringo and Billy Fury and Keith Moon and David Essex and that whole gang. You know, that was
wow.
Weird. And I played the bloody dumb schoolboy. But the really weird thing was, one night in, it was filmed in Shanklin on the Isle of Wight. And we're there for about 3 months, 3.5 months. Yeah. And Ringo decided to throw a little party on a beach. There was like a Chinese restaurant that was near a beach, and the garden was like the beach.
Yeah.
And that night, John Lennon and George Harrison appeared. They I think they came down in a helicopter or something, but I remember the big buzz going around that John Lennon and George was down. And then the next thing we knew, we were all at this gathering in this Chinese restaurant, the cast and some of the crew, and John and George and Ringo and Keith Moon. And then there was an upright piano, I'll never forget it. And someone, I can't remember who it was, it was Garth Thomas, the first assistant director, started banging away on this upright piano. And everyone started singing, and obviously people doing Beatles songs and, like, you know, various other things. Yeah. And everyone started to do a little bit of their own. And the only thing I did, which I do remember vividly, is I picked up a pair of spoons. Which my dad used to play,
right,
and taught me to play the spoons when I was a kid. And I started, and everyone just looked at me and went, oh man, that is brilliant. So suddenly I am now teaching the Beatles, Keith Moon, David Essex, Billy Fury how to play the spoons. And suddenly all these spoons were appearing from the kitchens of the Chinese restaurant. Oh, it was hysterical.
I mean, listening to you now, just painting the most incredible picture of an evening from the 1970s. Looking back, do you think people behaved with more freedom then, knowing that nobody was about to whip out a mobile phone and start filming them and sticking it all over social media?
Yeah, there was a kind of great freedom, wasn't there? Absolutely.